We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're celebrating 50 years, and we've got that 50th anniversary gear for you. Oh, yeah.
We don't need the hoodie right now. Well, you might need it, you know, at some point. You know, and maybe you just want to protect yourself from the harmful sun rays, and then you would need the hoodie. But the T-shirts come in handy with the weather that we have right now.
Now, it's a light zip hoodie, which means that, you know, I mean, it's good for the transition time. Just when you don't know, like, is it summer yet? Is it fall yet? That's where the light zip hoodie comes in handy. And, of course, yeah, the knit candy, we got the, you know, the beanies or the trucker caps. And like Steve said, this is the short sleeves. I mean, there's a lot of styles. And it's all with that gold 50th anniversary Rock logo. You got to get these because they are a limited edition. And you can get them today. Celebrate our 50th anniversary. Go buy them today at the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
It's Wednesday.
Did you just do a Juggalo whoop whoop?
Yes.
No reason.
All right.
All right then.
Okay then.
Well, it is Whack It Wednesday.
It's Juggalo Wednesday.
Juggalo Wednesday. That's not going to be a thing. No.
Whack it.
But yes, it is Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it. Let me see everybody do their Mr.
Wednesday.
All right.
Whoop whoop.
Whack it.
Oh my goodness. Already off the rails. Let's just get to our contestant today. We got Travis in Puyallup. Travis, are you there?
Whoop, whoop.
That's right. Whoop, whoop.
There you go.
It's a thing now.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's whack it.
Which actor played the inventor father in the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
How many provinces are there in Canada?
4.
No.
5.
No. No. Which branch of the U.S. Armed Forces do the Blue Angels belong to?
Navy.
Yes. J-Lo starred in the movie Made in Where?
Manhattan.
Yes. Which planet is named after the Roman god of the sea?
Neptune.
Yes. Which artist won a Grammy in the 90s with the song Virtual Insanity?
Pass.
What kind of... Yes, it was Rick Moranis. Which kind of lettuce should be used in a classic Caesar salad?
Romaine.
Yes. Who became Yusuf Islam in 1977?
Pat.
Which famous singer was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
Sinatra.
Yes, metamorphic and igneous are both types of what?
Repeat the question.
Metamorphic and igneous are both types of what?
Plasma?
No. One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
Okay, then. Well, you know, not a bad score.
No, not a bad score. Not a great score, but definitely a score.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll have to see how Steve scores on this one, whether he gets better or worse.
Lots of scoring.
So much scoring. Steve, are you ready?
Whoop, whoop.
Okay,
whoop,
yes, fine.
Whoop, okay.
Whoop, whoop, the world.
You know what? It is a good day to celebrate because they did release the trailer for the 2021 Gathering of the Juggalos yesterday.
It's back.
Are we not going?
We're not. Apparently not. It's in a month.
Oh, only in a month? Oh, yeah. I don't have time to prepare for it then.
They're really gathering quickly.
I know my boy Clownvis is going to be there, so I was thinking about it, but since it's only a month away, I'm just not going to be able to do it.
Is he performing or just gathering?
I think he does a little bit of performing there.
I hope.
Yeah, right?
Whoop, whoop.
Steve?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right, now you're ready. Which actor played the inventor father in the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Rick Moranis.
Yes. How many provinces are there in Canada?
10.
Yes.
Nice.
What branch of the U.S. Armed Forces do the Blue Angels belong to?
The Navy.
Yes. J-Lo starred in the movie Made in where?
Manhattan.
Yes. Which planet is named after the Roman god of the sea?
What?
Which planet is named after...
Venus.
No.
Oh. Jupiter.
No.
Mars.
No. Which artist won a Grammy in the 90s with the song Virtual Insanity?
Jamiroquai.
Yes. What type of lettuce should be used in the classic Caesar salad?
Iceberg.
No.
Romaine.
Yes. Who became Yusuf Islam in 1977?
Cat Stevens.
Yes. Which famous singer was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
Not Jenna Jameson.
Whoa.
Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Metamorphic and igneous are both types of what?
Rock.
Yes. And Steve, you win with a nice score, 6-9.
Whoa, nice.
Sorry, Travis, but at least you won in a memorable way.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
That's right.
Nice. Steve conjures the power of the Juggalos to get himself a Whoop Whoop Wednesday win.
It's Whoop Whoop Wednesdays. Everyone's texting in right now.
Oh, are they really?
Yes.
Come on.
Are we going to do it for the Juggalos?
Whoop Whoop Wednesdays. I guess we have had Whack It Wednesday for a while.
Is it time to change to Whoop Whoop Wednesday?
Well, Mr. Wacky will be sad, but if that's what we have to do.
Do we have to put on the makeup for Wednesdays?
Yes, you absolutely have to.
You do, Steve. Yeah, yes. You do.
You got to have like a filter on Snapchat or one of those places that make you look like an ICP member.
Well, I've seen the ones where they do it's the clown face. So, I mean, that's close enough. They're evil clowns, so.
Okay, well.
The only one you did not get correct, Travis did. The planet that is named after the Roman god of the sea is Neptune.
Oh, and apparently Vicky found the Juggalizer.
The Juggalizer.
It was from a little while ago, so I'm hoping it's still up. I'm going to do some more digging here.
Ah.
Yeah. If you find that, yeah, I'd definitely do a Juggalizer on that. That'd be fun. New profile pic. Congrats, Steve, on your win.
Good job, Steve.
Should we all have, like, Juggalo names for Wednesday? Like, Dead BJ could be, like, Shaggy 2BJ and, like, be, like Violent Migs.
Violent okay. Migs. Shaggy 2BJ? That seems like, except that guy Shaggy doesn't like me. Can I pick another one?
All right.
Shaggy's kind of like my nemesis.
You could be BJ Lyrical, because I was a former member.
D-Lyrical. Oh. All right, well, BJ Lyrical sounds good. Yeah. I like lyrics.
Shaggy
2
Danny.
Shaggy 2, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Or Danny 2 Dope.
Oh, there it is.
Danny 2 Dope.
Danny 2 Dope.
Wow.
Instead of Vicky, you could be, there was a former member called Grease E.
Grease.
I'm looking actually for a name generator, see if they have one.
I think Vic E would be good.
Right.
Like Vic E. Okay, maybe not.
No, I like that.
All right, there we go. It's in. It's happening.
So I want to know, what is a Juggalo? That's a fan of the Insane Clown Posse, duh.
Yeah. How did you not know that?
Well, you know, there are some people that don't know that.
Well, now they know.
Now you know.
Well, happy Whoop Whoop Wednesday, BJ.
Yeah, all right. Well, you started it. You're going to have to say it every... you're going to have to be the Whoop Whoop now.
All right. We got to find a good sound. There's got to be a sound clip of one of them saying Whoop Whoop.
Also, are you going to have the talk with Mr. Wacky?
Oh, you know, Mr. Wacky's going to be all right. He's tired, man. It's the summer.
Oh, really? Oh,
it's almost 90 degrees. It's hard for that little inflatable arm to keep going.
Okay. Oh, really? All right. And Metallica, speaking of music, how about they got this big... I didn't know about this. They have a massive reissue of the Black Album coming this September, September 10th.
Great. What does that mean? It's like a 30-year anniversary or something like that that's going to make us feel old?
I think you're right. It's got to be 30 at least.
It's got to be.
Yeah. It's not 40, but it's 30. Right? The 80s?
It's definitely not 40.
Well, let's see, 91?
It would be 25 or 30 or 30.
It would be 91, right, if it was 30 years old.
It came out in 91.
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
And it came out on August 12th, 1991.
Wow. Okay, so there, you know, there'll be a few days later, but
I remember when they first released Enter Sandman. It was on MTV, and this is before, obviously, YouTube or being able to just get anything on demand. And they would tell you, we're going to play the Metallica video at 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock,
oh, I remember
o'clock.
Those days, yeah.
And you bet your ass I would stop whatever I was doing to get in front of that television because I needed to see that music video single time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I remember the appointment video watching.
Yes.
This is a special edition, though. You know, you're like, okay, what are they going to do for the 30th anniversary? They are doing 53 different artists covering the songs from that album.
Right, so she's releasing the whole album. I thought it was pretty cool. So you got all the stuff that you'd want. Like, it's like a box set type of a thing. But then also they've enlisted the help of, like, a bunch of random artists. Like, not rock artists. Some are rock, like Volbeat, I think, is a part of this. But, like, some of them are, like, country artists and even Miley Cyrus.
Which we know Miley's got a love for rock. And so anytime anybody asks her to do anything rock-related, she will do. Because she just is a big fan of the genre and really wants to do more of it. So I'm interested to hear how Miley sounds on a Metallica tune. And also, Chris Stapleton, well, he's a country dude, right?
Yep. Really good country dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and so they're both doing covers of Nothing Else Matters. Volbeat is going to be doing Don't Tread on Me. And I don't know who John Party is. Do you guys know John Party?
I believe a country artist as well.
He's doing Wherever I May Roam. So that's just some of the 53 different artists covering the tunes from the Black Album for the 30th anniversary. Here's a little bit of what that might sound like.
I never realized how great you could turn a Metallica song into a country song. What? That sounded awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised about how much I like that. Wow.
And I like how it's just like someone put the Volbeat filter through it, you know, because Volbeat always sounds like Volbeat.
Exactly. Yeah, so the John Party, man, I'm kind of into that one really sounded, that was pretty cool. And I guess the Miley Cyrus song features Elton John on it.
Wow.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Damn.
Robert Trujillo, obviously, is now the bassist of Metallica, so that's kind of cool that he's playing bass on this. He wasn't the bassist at that time. And Chad Smith on the drums from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So that's what it's going to be.
That's our lineup for Nothing Else Matters.
So that's part of how we get so many artists involved, is a lot of them will be musically involved, not just lyrically involved. So that's really
My
cool.
Morning Jacket's also doing a version of Nothing Else Matters. Man, oh man, they got Darius Rucker. He's doing a version of Nothing Else Matters.
What?
There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different versions of Nothing Else Matters.
Wow. I guess that's a big song for people.
Yeah, that seems to be the one where the most people are covering. That and The Unforgiven. Cage the Elephant's going to cover that. I'm actually really...
Ooh, that's interesting. Really?
And Flatbush Zombies, they're a really good hip-hop group. I'm very confused that how they're going to pull off The Unforgiven as a hip-hop song, but I want to hear it.
Yeah, I think it's
cool. Royal Blood's doing a song.
What a great idea. Has this been, I mean, for an anniversary album, has this ever been done before where they've got a bunch of covers involved?
Not like this.
Yeah, this is, this could be a trend.
Weezer's doing Enter Sandman, and so is Ghost.
I want to hear that. Man, I want to hear just because Weezer's, you know, Weezer does. Like, Weezer gets such grief for some of the covers they do, but this could be really, I don't know. I'm a little worried, but I'm also intrigued.
Corey Taylor's going to cover a Holier Than Thou because, you know, you can't do something if Corey Taylor's not involved in it.
That's a good point.
This is actually pretty interesting. I mean, I've seen, like, albums tribute, like, Kiss did a Kiss covers thing where it's like, you know, had Garth Brooks covering their music, Lenny Kravitz, and it was a really cool, like, compilation album. But it wasn't for any specific album. This is, I dig the idea of them having people do the same song different ways, because then you get to hear like their interpretation of it.
Damn. And this will this get you to get the box set?
No, absolutely not. I'm not. I have a child. I have to spend money on BJ unless she asks for it. But I hope it's on streaming services.
Well, I think that can be arranged. At this point, we don't know if she can write on her own. But you know what? You can say, look what Tatum wrote. Ooh,
I have a Metallica shirt that she can wear while asking.
Look what Tatum wants for Christmas.
With the beauty of video editing, I could voice over her saying, Daddy, I would like Metallica for my
This is a fantastic idea. Look, her birthday's in December, so you got some time to make this happen.
Birthday and Christmas. David Gahan also covers Nothing Else Matters. Isn't that the dude from Depeche Mode?
Don't know.
Dave Gahan?
I could have sworn you said another name. I think Dave Gahan, I think you might be right.
Dave Gahan.
I think you're right.
Depeche Mode, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I don't know what I heard David Gahan. I go, I don't know who the hell David Gahan is.
Oh, that's a holiday.
Yeah, that's yeah. David Gahan to y'all. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you, get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll take them at 920 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And when you be vocalizing, make sure that you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want to know if, BJ, did you see your girl Avril? She did a TikTok with Tony Hawk.
I did see that, actually.
Wait, you're on TikTok?
Well, you know, people know I love Avril, so they sent me the video, but I didn't actually get on TikTok.
Is she like going reverse, like Benjamin Button going in reverse aging? Because she looks younger now than she has in like forever.
Yeah. That's what confused me, because I was like, I think that's Tony Hawk, but then I was like, or is that a skater boy husband? But then is this an old video? I was really confused because the dude looked a little older, but she looks the same.
No, she just hasn't aged.
And I feel like Tony Hawk hit a point where he looks like, obviously, he's not young Tony Hawk anymore, but then he just stopped aging. Like, he's just like middle-aged Tony Hawk for like the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah. How old is Avril? Because, I mean, it is amazing she looks like she's, she looks like she's the same age when she first did Skater Boy.
That's my guess.
36.
36. Boom.
Well, there is that conspiracy theory on the internet stating that she actually passed away and they used a body double.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, of course.
That's been around for a while.
I mean, geez.
All right, why not?
Conspiracy theory. That's fact.
Right.
Yeah, come, you know, wait. Facts are really, they're really overrated. We don't need them anymore. So I'm going to say that's true.
Wasn't that which Beatle was that, the rumor about Paul McCartney?
Paul is dead.
Yeah. That he's dead and it's like some guy that's pretending to be him.
He was dressed in a different outfit, like when they were doing the Abbey Road cover. That's how people used to always say that everyone is dressed, you know, casually, but somebody's dressed like they've been buried. And I think it was Paul or somebody in that picture. There was all sorts of conspiracies on that, yeah. So Paul and Avril.
Apparently Avril as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense, because I'll tell you right now, she's made a deal with the devil or her makeup or whatever. I don't know what she, but I really wasn't sure if I was watching an old video or a new video.
No, it seems like it's a new thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you need to get on the TikTok, and maybe that's what keeps you young.
Do I really want to get on the TikTok, though?
You could be like Vicky, just endless hours of entertainment.
Oh, my God. I have to be careful what time I get on TikTok. I can't do it too close to bedtime. Otherwise, I won't sleep.
Yeah.
I was just reading an article, and I have no idea how true it is, Vicky, because it was probably written by an older person that doesn't use TikTok. But they're saying there's TikTok burnout that's happening for the contributors. I'm wondering,
creators?
Yeah, the creators. Yeah, they're just I guess you have to put so much content up there, and it's no longer fun for a lot of them because it feels like a job.
I actually have a friend who is quote unquote TikTok famous. She's got over like 100,000 or 200,000 followers, and she says in order to get paid through TikTok, because a lot of people will quit their jobs because they see all this money coming in, but then once you hit a certain point, they will stop kind of featuring your videos to get viewed. So that way, you have to put out like 5 to 8 videos a day to make any money.
Wow, and that's a lot of work.
Yeah, like my friend said, she has to put up like 5 videos, I think she said, to make $20 a day.
Yeah, forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
a different F word I was going to use, but yeah, both of them apply. Yeah, my buddies are these wrestler guys that I'm friends with. They're based in Vancouver. They're called the Voros Twins, and mm-hmm. they're shockingly twins, and they're super awesome guys. And then during the pandemic, you know, obviously a lot of people couldn't do anything. So they started leaning into like TikTok, and they coined a phrase because they were trying to say something about Da Vinci, but they called him Da Vinci, and it spread like crazy.
Oh,
so, like,
really?
James Corden played the clip on his thing, and it was like a TikTok video that just blew up because they're just kind of like these funny dudes, and they have like a goofy kind of personality. And now they're like bigger stars in the world of TikTok than even wrestling. Like, they have almost a million followers, and
wow,
over 30-something million people are watching their things. It's stupid, but I didn't realize that they have to put up that much content. Because yeah. I'm like on TikTok like once a month, and I'm like, let me see what's going on the TikTok.
And I'm
like, this is too much.
I get motivated to do like 1 or 2 videos, and it's usually to bug Joe, mm-hmm. and then that's it for about a month, and then I'm like, oh, I'll do another one.
But whenever I go on, I don't hate it. Like,
no.
There's some social media things that like, some people are doing silly things on TikTok, but like, it's not miserable things being done by miserable people. It's like people just trying to make other people laugh. And I'm like, well, I think that's okay. Like, I think we need a little bit more of that on social media. People trying to entertain each other.
Oh, lucky for you, you didn't find the miserable TikTok.
Or cute things like a bird riding a puppy with chasing some ducks.
See, that's the kind of content I need in my life.
Yeah.
Mickey just squealed.
Yeah. TikTok is very much catered to what you like. So I think they ask you at the beginning, like, hey, what are your interests? And they will just start feeding you content. The more you like certain things, the more they'll feed you. So if you're miserable, you'll probably get miserable content.
Oh, but that's why I got it.
I get a lot of
Yeah, I was like, Rev, what are you following? Like, hashtag miserable?
That's how Facebook gets me. I only see the miserable comments out of the hundreds that are on a post.
I always end up on ADHD TikTok, Clean Talk, which is where they do a lot of the cleaning and organizing videos, which really gets me amped up to clean.
Oh, for all you Marie Kondo people.
Right, basically. And I'm also on Bondage TikTok, so that's a weird variety.
Shocking.
Okay, then.
Oh, it kind of sums you up right there in a nutshell.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
It's like cleaning, bondage, and ADHD.
Yeah. That actually does sum Vicky up very well.
I am surprised, because like, we have YouTube, but then eventually we have now like YouPorn or RedTube.
Uh-huh.
Is there like a rhymes with TikTok version of TikTok?
Would be.
It's for
Hickory Dickory Doc.
It's for people that are like maybe a premature. Yeah. So they don't need much money in like a 7-second video.
Honestly, there
needs
to
I see
be,
what you mean.
There needs to be an adult TikTok, because there's a lot of stuff you can't post on TikTok. You can't even say stripper, because they'll start taking your video down.
That's why none of my videos are up.
Exactly.
Steve. Why. Yeah, see, and we now we know. What can we exotic dancer, Steve. That'll do it.
No, I know they one girl calls it like a strip dancing, like she Shrek's work is what she says. So it sounds like you're working for Shrek.
Oh,
that's how they get away
with
it.
People say I look like Shrek, so I guess I'm the pimp.
You're all set.
But we can make a ton of money. If we can make a TikTok, but just for adults, no kids, we can do this, Steve. 7 seconds, that's all you need.
Yeah,
that's what I've been saying since high school, man.
Here's the problem with me wanting to do stuff like this to try to make money is I listen to this podcast. It's called the All In Podcast, and these guys are much smarter than I will ever be. But they unfortunately showed me behind the curtain the amount of money that YouTube and TikTok are making, and then how much they're actually paying their content creators it is almost a crime.
Yeah.
Like, it is unbelievable. Like, YouTube's in the trillions, and what they're paying might be maybe close to a billion for the what they pay back, but they're making trillions in return, and TikTok's doing the same thing. And I'm like, wow. I mean, it is. And now they're like, the government's getting involved. Like, is this really, like, you know, we get paid to do what we do, and I feel like we get paid fairly for, you know, what the company makes. I mean, I know percentage wise what our show, you know, what it creates for the company, and then what they pay us. And our company is way fairer than these other content creator businesses like YouTube and like TikTok. And the government's like, is this close to almost like really like massively taking advantage of people, but they kind of don't know and almost kind of don't care? It's a little chilling to just see how much money they're making in respect to what they pay out.
Well, yeah, for a lot of them, I'm probably thinking like, oh, well, like, yeah, I started doing this just because I wanted attention. Now I'm getting money on top of the attention. So for probably some of these people on TikTok or Instagram, they don't even really, they haven't really like zoned in on that. Some have, and maybe they're figuring it out, but
you hit that on the head, Steve, because the article talked about one TikTok star. She said, you know what? I get the attention that I want, But then 5 minutes later, they want something new and it's gone. Mm-hmm. And that's where the fatigue and burnout is coming in, is they can never sustain the attention that they want. You know, it's like, okay, what have you done for me lately?
Well, it's like, well, it was Instagram. Didn't they try at some point they were going to get rid of it showing how many likes you get on a picture?
Yeah.
And I think they experimented that for like maybe like 4 seconds. And then they realized that that's like going to kill their social media platform, because that's what people want. They want to put up posts so they can see how many, you know what I mean? Like, if all of a sudden you don't get that validation, then people are going to stop using your social media page, and then all of a sudden you're just done.
On top of the fact that, like, so, yes, you get paid through TikTok, but I think a lot of the money comes from getting sponsors. So I notice a lot of these people get sponsored by the same companies. It just different forms, different companies.
Blue Chew? I feel like they sponsor everything.
Yeah,
no.
Basically.
At least all the podcasts service, I listen to. I'm like, is that the demo that I'm in? People that have stiffy issues? Because every freaking commercial is for that.
Oh, I thought that was like a dog bone company or something.
Blue Chew?
Yeah.
See, in my world, I feel like everyone knows what Blue Chew is, because every wrestling podcast, I just think wrestling fans probably just, some of them can't perform. Mm. I'm shocking. but every, like, big name podcast has them as an advertiser.
Interesting.
That and Manscaped. So apparently we're just like not really good at trimming our areas, and also they don't really perform all that well, so we need both things taken
care of. Why they go hand in hand.
So to speak, right?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I just assumed that, and the other one that advertises a lot is that they have like this warning of you being looking before you cross train tracks because people get hit by trains. So I'm like, okay, so we're a bunch of guys that have erectile issues that don't realize that a train is coming at us.
That is specifically odd commercial. Or oddly specific, like if you, don't get hit by trains. How many people are like listening to this podcast that could get hit by a train?
Dude, they'd be like, warning, if you're standing on train tracks, you might want to get off them because you might get hit by a train. Pay attention. And I'm like, why do we need this warning?
Oh,
like,
it's the robots with their location services. They know you're near train tracks, Steve.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Steve. I keep getting the glass. Like, there's a lot of glasses companies online. You just put in your prescription. You can, like, order really, really cheap glasses, which I'm all for. So I just keep getting a lot of that. Am I getting
Yeah, you keep getting a lot of, like, ads for what you already have a lot of times, too. That's a. I've got plenty of Blue Chew, okay? I don't need any more of that.
Do you? I can send you a place to get a 15% discount.
Yeah, I give it out as Halloween candy. You know what I mean? Give everybody a happy night. The kids get their candy and the adults get their, you know, the Blue Chew.
That'd be great. You're like, here's a Snickers for you and this is for your father.
Exactly. And he will thank me. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted in a little a commentary on the Seattle Mariners. And said, you know, last year the Mariners started out amazing, fell apart. This year seems like they started out bad and are now getting better. So maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah, I really can't tell anymore what's going on in baseball, because they all started adjusting the way they swing the bat to basically swing for the fences because the ball was so lively. Lots of strikeouts, but lots of home runs. Well, now that the ball's deadened, a lot of those folks are still swinging for the fences, and you're getting a lot of strikeouts and a lot of flyouts. So this is a weird year in baseball to know, and boy, maybe the Mariners can take advantage of something like this, you know, where maybe they figure it out before anybody else does, is they've got to adjust how they approach the offense. So we'll see. But hey, look, they're, you know, a couple games over 500. They can still go for the wild card. They can still play a lot of those teams in the West that are ahead of them. And they could make up a lot of ground by just being a good team and beating the teams like the Athletics and the Angels and, you know, and like that. I mean, it could very well happen. And the Astros are tough, though. The Astros have a damn good offense. That's the team that's going to be tough to beat.
And who's the guy we got? Shed. I want to see that guy continue to hit home runs. Shed Long Jr.?
Yeah.
That's a great name.
That is it's a great name. Yeah.
Isn't it like going, hitting a home run like going shed? Or is that a segment?
Yard. It's going yard. Yeah.
See, when we played wiffle ball, the shed was where our home run was. So we would say you just went shed.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was a saying. I'm like, man, talk about a prophetic like name a parent gave you.
Yeah, there's this
Shed Long home run.
Shed Long is a great name. Well, watching young players come up, I just got to see the number one baseball prospect make his first game last night in Tampa Bay. And that kid had a great night, including a three-run homer that tied the game for the Rays. And, it's pretty amazing. Like, this kid looks like the real deal. That's what I love about baseball is when you see a young player come up, this Franco kid. The Mariners got a lot of good young kids on the team. You just don't, you don't know what to make of people like that.
I like this question someone just asked. It's a sports question. Okay, if you had to pick one of our teams wins the championship in this next year, who do you want it to be? The Mariners, the Storm, the Sounders, the Seahawks, or the Kraken?
You know, the Storm has had, look, if you're a Storm fan, I don't know if this is Sue Bird's last year. I feel like every year should be, but then she continues to Methuselah her way to greatness.
Yeah, I think she's going to play forever.
But I feel like the Storm has had championships recently.
They've had a few.
Was it a couple years ago? And then they're always a team that seems to be in it, too. Same thing with the Sounders, I hate to say, but they always seem to be in it, you know.
The Storm have won championships in 2004, 2010, 2018, and 2020. So you know what? You're off the list.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you're out. Enjoy your championships, ladies.
And I mean, the Sounders, the same thing, man. Is like those guys have had great teams, and they've gone to the finals a bunch of times.
So now we're down to three: Mariners, Seahawks, or Kraken.
Yeah, and look, I want to see another championship with Russell Wilson. I really, really do. I'm afraid. I don't want to be this afraid, but I'm afraid. Was it those 2 years, the last 2 years, we're going to see them go to the Super Bowl with Russell? I hope not. Right. I hope they figure it out. And of course, I always want to see the Mariners win. And, of course, the Kraken. So I think the order would be Hawks, Mariners, Kraken. But I feel like we're going to see. Here's what I believe. I believe it's going to be Kraken, Hawks, Mariners is what we're going to see for the order of out of those three teams, who's going to win a championship first?
I was torn. I'm like, okay, well, I love, you know, obviously love the Seahawks and would love to, but I'm like, okay, we've got to experience that within like the last, you know, within our generation. Not that, I mean, it feels not that long ago, but it's getting now a little bit distant.
It's good. Yeah, we're closing in on a decade,
which is crazy. But man, I would love to see the Kraken just first year just show up and win the championship. I mean, it's doable.
That would be insane.
Vegas went to the finals in their first year. So this isn't like crazy talk. This is something that actually could happen. I mean, it's definitely a long shot, but, you know, still not. It's not like saying the Sabres are going to win this year. But you know, that would be insane. Hockey's my number one sport. I'm a lifelong hockey fan. The fact that we finally have a team that's like means the world to me. So to be able to witness that on the first go around would be pretty spectacular. But I'm also would not be upset if the Mariners ended up going. You know, it's like you'd like to see the Mariners go, but then it's like we have all this great, like so much of our comedy content will be gone if they actually become a good team. Like, I mean,
I thought that, really, yeah, you're absolutely right. The Mariners are becoming the old Cubs, the old Red Sox. I mean, take a look at them.
Lovable losers.
They've never been to the World Series. Even the Cubs and Red Sox could say they have been to the World Series. They just and Red Sox and Cubs have both won World Series long before their droughts. The Mariners have never been. They are slowly but surely becoming like the joke of baseball as far as the sad sacks of baseball. Man, you give them another 10 to 15 years of not going to the World Series and they will they will be a notable team for that.
Oh yeah, a text from our friend Rucky the Seawolf. What the F? No Seawolves on that list? First Seattle team to go back to back. Hey, we were just reading a text, Rucky. To take it up with the texter. But you're right. Although the Seawolves are having a rough year. I don't know if he wants to bring that up, but they're not.
Oh, are they? Is it a tough one for them?
Yeah, they haven't really had a very solid season.
Oh.
But that's okay. He's right. They have had back-to-back championships.
Yeah, but that's even still. I mean, those are recent, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, sorry, Rucky, but, you know, I mean...
Yeah, sorry, Rucky.
Yeah, we're, you know, that's why we put the Storm and the Sounders off the list because of recent championships.
Oh, Rucky, here's a question for you. What if the Kraken come knocking on your door and said, hey, we want Rucky to be our mascot, but you got to leave the Seawolves? What are you going to do?
Can you double dip like that? I mean, the seasons crossover?
They want a monogamous mascot.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. That's a good point. Because if they... Yeah, what's he going to do? Because if they get to the playoffs and they've got, you know, because the seasons cross over a little bit, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I guess Rucky will have to go. He'll have to. How do you turn down being the mascot for the first NHL team? I don't know if they were NHL back in the Metropolitan. Yeah,
they were.
So for the first NHL team in Seattle, I mean, how do you turn that down?
You don't. That's what's up, Rocky. Wow. Yeah. I'll be your agent.
Oh, wow. You're the aggressive agent.
Look,
okay.
I have nothing but love for the Seawolves, but it's time for Rocky to jump in the water and swim on over to Climate Pledge Arena to hang out with the Kraken.
Wow. Here's my question for you, though. I mean, as the backup to the backup to the backup goalie, do you have time to be an agent? I mean, you have your duties.
I mean, I feel like I'm being forgotten by the Kraken, so, I think I got to make a transition and retire as a goalie.
Ah, time to pivot.
Yeah.
I don't know, that Jerry Bruckheimer broke your heart. Said you'd give me the first member, and you haven't been recognized.
No mention of me when they nothing. No, they don't even follow me on Twitter. They clearly don't like me.
They don't even follow you on Twitter. Wow,
it's a sad time, BJ.
Wow, I didn't realize. I mean, you are being ghosted. I didn't realize that. Yeah, it's so you're being ghosted.
They're times are tough, man.
Yeah,
respect.
They probably were like, Mr. Bruckheimer, with all due respect, we are ghosting Mr. Miggs.
He probably left the studios after he put out that offer and the Liwikis, and everyone's like, what the F were you thinking?
What are you doing? Jerry! Now, I mean, have you seen the guy play?
Rucky just texted and said, I'm loyal to my boys, Seawolves forever.
Aww.
Oh, wow. You know what? Our business relationship is now over.
Yeah.
I can't work with a client that's not willing to at least entertain the opportunity to be the mascot of the NHL.
There are some other boys he can be loyal to, and that would be the Benjamin boys, okay? He can be loyal to them as well, especially if somebody wants to offer some dollar. You know what I mean?
Which mascot do we want to see in a fight with Rucky?
Wow. Gritty, always gritty.
Always
Is this a texter's question or just from your brain?
From my brain.
Okay. All right.
The Moose versus Rucky versus Gritty.
Oh.
I think Gritty wins every time.
Gritty beats all the mascots.
I don't know, man.
No offense, Rucky, but I know you work out and you're in good shape, but Gritty's not... You don't want to mess with Gritty.
He's got chaos energy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, especially
if Gritty knock over a kid once in, like, a picture?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
What about Gritty versus Toomgus?
Oh.
I thought they were the same guy.
I feel like they might be related.
That's what I'm saying. And it could be like a family squabble.
I don't think we could do that. That's rude of us to put them in a situation.
Toomgus just seems like he's very high. That's the difference. I mean, Gritty seems like he's on another substance. You know, they both seem like they're on a substance, but Toomgus's substance is a lot more Seth Rogen-y.
And, Gritty looks like he's like at peak performance on Molly.
Yeah.
His eyes are bugging. He's shaking his ass. And Toomgus just looks like he got some good indica. He's hanging out at the convenience store that he has his name attached to, eating everything.
That is disturbing that Gritty is actually giving us a butt dance there.
I would do anything for that to be our mascot.
He's twerking his grit off. I mean, that is a... Wow.
Dude, I was watching the Canadians Kraken game last night, and they show all the pomp and
the Canadians Kraken game last night. Where were you, in the future?
Vegas Golden Knights. I said Kraken because I was thinking about our team all the pomp and circumstance in Vegas before they play with all the crazy show that they put on. You know, we had the guy that was the director of putting that all together for the Vegas Golden Knights is now the director to do that for the Kraken. So
nice.
I only hope that it's on that level because it's just like a party. It looks so much fun, man. Like, the place was just rocking. Granted, they didn't win, but...
It's got to be. I know that we've had a texter or two complain about that, but it's got to be that cool.
It really has to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea.
You don't hire that guy that came from Vegas and then be like, we want it to be very traditional. It's like, well, why'd you hire me? I'm the guy that makes everything go crazy.
And I want to see that every home game, or at least maybe a Saturday or Sunday home game. So it's got to be a tradition beyond just the first day, because those entrances and those openings are so cool.
Oh, I think they would do it every game.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, for the most part, they're like a couple of minutes, and it just gets you amped up before the players come out.
Exactly. And no other sport does it, and I think that's why it really is cool, is because it really does get you into the mood of, like, you're about to see a spectacle.
Someone asked about, speaking of the Kraken, what would you guys get if you get a jersey? Are you going with a player or your own name?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm going with my own name.
Own name.
Yeah.
I might do both because I'm just a glutton for financial
punishment. Home and away, right?
Yeah.
I don't know any players. And being a newer hockey fan at that point, even if we get, like, you know, somebody great, I don't know them. So at that point, I'm not a fan of anyone yet.
You kind of have to fall in love with a player first. Huh?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
See, that's what I would like. I think I would currently, whoever the first player is, and I think we have already established who that is, I want that person's jersey because that's something I could have forever and wear as a piece.
But the guy signed, there's a good chance he won't be playing on the team. I mean, in the first
season. Does he have a number yet? Whoever gets the first number. Yeah, whoever we get who has a number.
I feel like that's a really bad decision on your financial end, BJ.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait a second.
There's no guarantee this guy's even going to be a guy for the team. Like, just because he was the first guy.
That's history.
He was the first guy signed, but he wasn't their first pick in the draft. I could almost see that. Because that's
All right. You know what? The first pick in the draft, I could see your logic there. That still accomplishes the same thing for me.
And I'm not poo-pooing this guy. Like, obviously, there's hope that he will be good, but, like, he's just a guy that ended up not making much waves with the team that he originally was drafted by. So he was able to be signed.
The first draft pick is a great, I think 25 to 30 years from now, that would be a good little trivia piece. Like, who the hell, what are you wearing on your back? And it's like, oh, this is the first guy they legitimately drafted that was theirs. You know, the one they get from the draft, not from the expansion, but from the, you know, the college or the junior draft.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that's a better idea, Steve. I'm going to go with you on that.
Okay.
Because I love a piece that's got a little meaning to it beyond just, you know, my name or just some, you know, like whatever, some player. It's like, oh, because then you could wear it forever. You know what I mean? It won't ever be done, even if he's off the team, because he was the first. That's what my brain tells me.
I could see that. But I was going to say, don't just grab someone who just got signed by the team first, because there's no guarantee he'll even be on the team.
So I gotta get rid of my Migs jersey that I got, though? That's what you're saying?
I told you it was a bad idea.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a goalie one. That's nice.
Yeah, it is. And I told you I wasn't going to actually go with number 69, and you still made it done.
I feel like that, you know, that would have been you, and if you had an opportunity, you would choose that number. There's no way you wouldn't. You would ask. There's no way you don't ask. You know, you got to, right?
I don't know how many players are really clamoring for 69 in hockey.
Well, you mean on the ice. Yes, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a wedding crasher have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a wedding crasher have in common?
I'll do some shady stuff for prime rib.
Oh, you will. Yeah, you will.
You and me both, especially if they give me that horseradish.
Serious. Did you have prime rib at your wedding, Steve?
I did.
I feel like you did, yeah, because I remember thinking, wow, that's really nice of him to have prime rib at his vegan wife's wedding.
I know. It was pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, I know. I know you had prime rib because Ryan was doing some shady stuff for it. So
I did some shady stuff for it. That's true.
I remember specifically. It was like, ooh, yeah, Ryan must be going. Yeah.
Me, the magician, and the ice sculpture. That's how Ryan... I shouldn't talk about that here.
That was very...
Yeah, that's... Things disappeared.
Yeah, they making did. Stuff disappear. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wow. And wow. Okay. Hey, we got two guys in Ohio. They decided to crash a wedding on Saturday and ended up regretting it. 29-year-old Justin, 22-year-old William. They showed up to a wedding in Ohio. They tried to steal some beer. And when the groom tried to stop him, William said, I'll start fighting you. And he started swinging, landed a punch. But then a bunch of wedding guests came in and just started wailing on the guys. And, you know, William ended up with a serious black eye in his mugshot. Really all swollen shut because, well, he's an idiot.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, what are you doing? Maybe take a beer. Don't take the whole case. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack, and that's up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
What was that moment you thought, I'm so happy with what just happened?
Yesterday, I got a phone call that I got my dream job.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Can't really tell you too much because I haven't exactly quit my other job yet.
Oh, okay then.
You want us to call them right now? We could quit on the air.
It is a service we provide, which we've just started providing now.
Yeah, it's a new thing we're doing.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.